Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim at DontPerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hope you're having a great night. You know, we have been having so many things going on. Good things, some pretty good things, some kind of bad things, some really terrible things. All of it coming all at once. And, you know, there's times you just have to refocus yourself and your life on what matters. Been writing on a lot of different topics. People have been bringing me a lot of questions, discernment, trying to help disciple people, rebuking some people, losing some people, turning away from the faith, new people coming into the faith, helping them. For this audio, I just want to focus on something that's uplifting and encouraging, the goodness of God. Let me read some scripture verses to you. Exodus 34:6, and the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant, in goodness and truth. Isn't that beautiful? 2 Chronicles 6:41, now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength, let thy priests, O Lord God, clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. Psalm 23:6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 31:19, oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. I really like that one. Zechariah 9:17, for how great is his goodness, how great is his beauty. Corn shall make the young men cheerful, and new wine the maids. That one's kind of different, huh? How about Romans 2:4? Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth to repentance. Yeah, without the goodness of God, there's no repentance, is there? How about Romans 11:22? Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. Them which fell, severity, but toward thee, goodness, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shall be cut off. A little bit of a warning there, but God is good. How about Galatians 5:22? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. How about Ephesians 5:9? For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. That's one of my favorite ones. And I'm going to leave you with this. 2 Thessalonians 1:11. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. Hey, what are you focused on today? You can have good times, bad times, mediocre times. Life's always going to do that to you. Focus on the goodness of God. Are you born by the gospel, born again by the gospel of faith, repentance, faith in Christ and his shed blood, repentance, new life, being born again, holiness and obedience, bringing that goodness by his Spirit and enduring in the faith. That's what we're talking about. And that's what we're focused on. Just wanted to share. That's all I got for you. The goodness of God today. We're going out to preach the gospel into the streets, calling the lost to repentance, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, the name above all else and everyone else. We love you all. Check out our website, DontPerish.com. Go to our teaching blog, articles, videos, sisters' blogs, all to help you in the faith so that you can come to know the goodness of our great and glorious God. We love you all. Till next time, have a good day. May God be praised.